Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone's here.
Yeah. And we're live. Let's go through this disclaimer right, which should be a long.
And I think we should let my computer do this.
And no fight, and the disclaimer has now popped up, but hopefully it.
And I hit it and nothing worked.
I think it has something to do with the... Johnny, could you go and say what tonight's offers are?
Offers?
What are tonight's offers, Johnny?
We got 20% off select down bedding at Pacific Coast. Shop now and 30% off at Laura Ash... Dragon. 30% off furniture at Laura Ashley.
Okay. And they can find them at antiquepro.com.
You're a bit late for that.
That was interesting.
Yes, I know. And I think we're just going to have to play this.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listen discretion is advised.
How bizarre.
What was that? Okay.
I'm with you.
This is probably the weirdest AMC Press Live I've ever been a part of. What the fuck was that, Johnny?
Well,
my God, does your finger suddenly go crazy and start having buttons? Anyway, yes, let's see. To start off the headlines tonight,
Crowley. Debate.
Yes, okay, blame the gods of net neutrality, just don't blame Zeus.
No, I blame Blog Talk.
Oh, you can blame
Blog
Talk. Neutrality.
Yeah.
We can blame Blog Talk. All right, so,
anyways.
This just in. Squirrel steals a packet of drugs, runs away from students and the police officer.
Ah!
Yes. Squirrel steals a packet of drugs.
Yeah, and also,
anyway.
I'm sure squirrels can't have fun with the internet either. Squirrels have no use for iPhones and iPhones apps of all kinds, like certain sports apps.
Oh wait,
which need data and internet, so net neutrality.
But no, or certain apps. Or certain stores, or certain. It'd be very funny to see a squirrel having an app for where his favorite trees were.
Oh God, yes. Oh God, that would be hilarious.
Now,
I
mean, you know, but then he would get squirrels to organize other search parties.
Right.
Might cause a little bit of problem for the nut community, especially for the humans. Because then you get transvestites, not. and the transvestite music community would probably be up in arms about it.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. So anyway, our first topic of the night.
Net neutrality and how it does not help and how sites are just saying, let's fight against it.
Well, yes. All people have banded together to be against Verizon cellular services, Netflix.
Netflix,
it's a huge thing.
They've jumped on it. There's so many sites where we have now recently have the banner for this to help sign and save the internet, which I say, you know, even those that are bloggers love the internet. Reporters need the internet.
Everybody needs the internet.
It's like, we're not going to allow Joe Blow down the street to have the internet because Big Brother wants to have all the internet. Let's see where that goes. It's like, internet's so good. It's like,
I mean,
Big
Brother is also fucking watching, right?
Never know, but most likely. It's like Big Brother loves to know all, but then when people say, we're not sharing everything, what can we do to prevent it? Petitions work. Having corporations spend mucho dollars to say, let's make everything slow works, which is already going on. I say win-win-win for everyone else. It's like net neutrality, not my vocabulary. Not something that people should think. And I look at it, the internet should be under laissez-faire. Let it be. And if you need to do what you need to do to protect us.
If you need to follow John Lennon's advice, let it be. For God fucking sakes, let it be. And of course we're paraphrasing, folks, but honestly, really, in all reality, why are we fighting for the internet? We use the internet to do stuff. That's why we are 90s kids. If you're a 70s kid, you wouldn't know about the internet. Or you would just know about the thing, a little box, a big huge box from the 1980s, that was the internet. Right? You are handing over the internet. Be fragile. Be careful with it. But, you know, Edward L. Murrow said something very true about television, which is the same thing, and it relates to radio. Even our program, Internet Radio, a TV and a radio are just wires and flashing lights. Okay? And in all seriousness, how in the world do we face the day without the internet?
Or without the news. And
no,
it's like the news. As well.
We read the newspapers, but the newspapers are a dying industry. The newspapers have gone online.
So they're online.
You know, if God forbid somebody said, oh yes, we're going to cancel the internet, what would you do? You know, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are things of living outside the lines, yes.
Yeah.
Living offline. Yes.
It's kind of hard when people
who, like us, work in the industry and kind of, it's like telling a cook that needs proper accoutrements that he can't have his cutlery or his...
Telling who?
I'm sorry?
Who?
A chef? Like...
Well, a chef, yes.
Someone who, like... Telling a chef.
Well, telling anybody in the arts, oh, you can't have your funding.
So it's like you're kidding us.
No.
You're are you high? Are you wanting to like where are you going with this? Where are you going?
You know, are you high? But are you
did they get Molly from Miley Cyrus?
Well, not even Miley Cyrus, let's be serious. Miley Cyrus couldn't smoke Molly if she fucking wanted to.
It's like, when did they get this brain idea? Quite frankly, it's like, ooh, yes, let's destroy the internet for everyone and their mothers.
Well, destroying internet, but making it taking it into a taking it into effect where two things happen. You know, the internet shuts down. Every business in the world all of a sudden goes dark.
Stocks would go plummet because if people can't check their stocks, what will happen? Chaos?
Well, we'll end up in a Great Depression again.
Yes, and mass chaos.
Well, mass chaos, and then what Roosevelt said will become real. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a scary thought. I mean, in all seriousness, folks, go to the net neutrality website. We'll give it to you. It is...
And it's actually on our thing to save the internet.
Well,
is actually
it,
up on our
it,
description as
it
well.
It is called thebattleforthenet.com /?? From equal sign banner. That is www.battleforthenet.com. Okay. Sign, give your name, give your address, make a difference. Make a difference, folks. You know, the fact is that if this happens, we'll be having to pay for higher bandwidth.
And people are already paying enough for their phones and everything else.
Exactly.
Do you really? It's like, yes. Let's make money off of those who can't. Let's be the haves, the have-nots, and those that are would rather have internet to get through their day and job.
Well, I think that whilst everything is honestly, I mean, not going to shit.
Hey.
But coming very close. What were you thinking, Johnny?
Hey, I hate to break into your story, but I just found out some news.
What?
Yesterday, Apple killed off the iPod Classic.
Really?
No.
It's discontinued now.
Wow.
So that means what?
That means we have...
No more high-capacity CD players.
Really?
Wait a second.
Okay. That means our iPod Classics are
obsolete.
Let's see how they was. Let's just say, hope nothing happens to them.
Yeah.
Because those.
Wait, you have the iPod Shuffle?
We're talking about
iPod Classic.
The original
Classic.
The gig one.
What?
See, we're talking about the one with the big,
Yeah, of course.
No more. No more click wheels. It's all touch now.
So that means we have the iPod. So that means those have the iPod Classic. We should be very lucky.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and thank fucking God.
So what
I'm keeping mine.
So what was happening to those? The iPods, clearly, if you have them, will still work. They still will support the system, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
Is that would be a slap in every consumer's face that has one, which I love Apple. Apple's a great, is awesome, but it's like practice-wise, couldn't they just say, wait, let's try to make something high capacity but have ample amount of storage space, because you have a lot of music. They're not trying to say, let's purchase more Apple.
See, the biggest you can buy now is a 64 gig iPod Touch.
Oh my God.
That's quite a drop off.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We have, mine's, how much is on it? I think it holds a lot. So, what does this mean for people who have a large music collection? I hope Apple comes up with something
of course,
TC Magazine has said it's finally official after almost 13 years on the market, 4 years without changes. Apple has quietly discontinued its iconic iPod Classic, removing it from its online store. The first model, which was introduced in October 2001, was a revelation when it launched, albeit an expensive one, $399. But it was super easy to use and gave it access to then unheard of 5 gigs of music. Later editions.
So I wonder if they're actually going to have it on their stores, like any of the ones, like, on their refurbished store.
Wait a
second.
They don't even have
it on their refurbished store.
Apple's mobile device lineup is almost entirely touch-based, with the exception of the iPod Shuffle and the music player anchored in the iPod lineup.
That was the one that...
The revolution in consumers' electronics is no more.
Now you need to see why Apple stock dropped. Yes, exactly.
I'm looking at their thing. They completely taken. It's not even on.
Not warning you.
If anyone is an Apple customer and they've gone to the Apple store and gone to the refurbished section, they normally would have. They're completely gone. They're taken off. That's scary. Because normally people would jump on anything that's either going out. What about those stores that still have them, too?
My suggestion is go out and get your fucking hands on one.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go
Amazon still has it.
But you're going
to
pay top dollar.
Oh, wow. Amazon still has it.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure Best Buy still does. I'm sure Best Buy will still have it.
But it's funny. It's funny. Discontinued by manufacturer. Used.
Right.
You can now get a used one for $100.
But the new ones are like $328.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
I love Apple. Just really love my iPod Classic.
So that just means that we who have iPod Classics must just keep them.
Yes.
I mean, what if, and this is in all fairness, and then we'll continue the show, what if you had, you know, it went back on the market because many people were protesting?
Mm-hmm.
That what I would like to see.
Yeah, because everyone is going to want to say, this is not cool. This is just like, okay, now there's a sale on them, Best Buy online, $239 for the black one. And the white one, the silver one, is gone. Not available for shipping. Which means it's an eye opener. I don't even know what to say. This is like saying, oh yes,
which could only mean one thing, Registrex. They're probably developing a new model.
I think everybody's streaming.
It could either mean they're A, creating a new model, or something different, or B, are they trying to make something that's touchscreen, not the iPod Classic? It could be the iPod Classic.
128 giga iPod Touch. That would be cool.
That would be nice. Do something with that much capacity, I would...
It's worth not 100, but still pretty much a lot.
But still, when people have so much music you could just do one on there and so many things, you're not going to stand for something that is... When people want everything, you want everything. It's a matter of they want everything at one time, not we're going to wait. We're just going to wait and see what happens. Maybe people, and I could see that people will get upset. It's like you're wanting to tell people you can't even have your... what they enjoy.
I mean, and then there's the Apple Watch. Come the fuck
on. It's like Apple Watch. Can't really do much with the Apple Watch.
It's a watch.
It's a watch. Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do with this? Are you going to,
You know, you could smack somebody with a watch. Come on. Smack somebody with a watch. Prove that, like...
It's
so stupid.
We love Apple.
I'm updating my watch. No fucking watch updates. Come on.
It's like a watch is a watch.
I'm updating my watch. Yeah. I have to update my watch. Could you imagine the lingo? Is it an Onyx watch? Is it a Rolodex? No, it's an Apple Watch, and I need to plug it in. Exactly. It now turns into Glade.
Sorry.
It turns into Glade. Jesus.
Yes, and it's so bad. Plugging my watch into my PC or Mac. Brilliant.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but It's so bad. So bad.
I look at this and yet,
it's no surprise. They said it's no surprise the device eventually held as much as 160 gigabytes worth of music, and it accounted for a healthy chunk of the 54 million iPod units that were shipped in 2009. But yet, those numbers suddenly slid downward as Apple iPhones kept competing. So basically, what they're doing
is a phase out, pretty much. The phasing out of what we're,
yeah.
But it's not like people aren't going to know.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. What are people going to do to get more memory onto their music and stuff, like an iPad?
Come on.
No, it's going to be like an iPad. You're going to need an iPod to have their stuff. To get the largest iPad to have to fit everything. I don't think the iPad. I hope they create something that is at least could make up for them taking away from the iPod.
I mean, and the newest iPhone was 5.5 inches.
Last time I checked.
Okay. I don't know about you.
I think that's the plus one.
Yeah, that's the plus one, but it's almost, I thought cell phones are supposed to get smaller.
Smaller.
Versus being like the 90s brick phone. It's like, wait.
Exactly.
It's like walking down the street. It's like you could get a tablet.
I think what they're trying to do very unsuccessfully is compete with Samsung.
Yeah.
You know.
My sister and my family has Samsung Galaxies, but they're not 5.5 inches. They're actually similar to the it's not the newest one, but it's still
5.1 inches.
But 5.1. They have like the prior model, and it's like, okay, it's like my iPhone 5S. So it's a nice size. No one in their right mind would carry around if you really want a tablet, buy the tablet. Buy an iPad. Buy the iPad Mini. Buy the iPad Air. Buy.
But what's really
I have a tablet that I use when I have the time and for business, and it's honestly, I like it. I enjoy it. I'm also not going to be in my right mind and say, oh, no, I'm just going to go out and get a huge-ass phone.
Oh, yeah. But the funniest thing is that with Apple Pay, right, Apple wants to take over the world, I think, and I know
as much as we're both Apple, we enjoy Apple. There's also we could call them out on their bullshit too. As customers,
I must be the only one.
There's two Apple customers here that we do know when things say, okay, this isn't good. What gives? Let's see. So can we get back to our regularly scheduled broadcast?
Oh, absolutely. I've been dying to do that.
We're going back to the subject anyway, because of the huge-ass phone aspect.
Internet neutrality, step aside. Not internet. Keep going. Defend the internet. And now back to our scheduled program. Allison, do you want to take the next topic?
Yes. What would you say if your rights were taken away, you were thrown in jail because you post up a lyric from a song that could be somewhat controversial, or if someone looked at a lyric that was based on the psychological aspect of a horrible crime, like horrible acts of violence that have been done in saying, okay, this mindset of people don't think. Like, how... I'm sorry for blanking, but for all that is due, it's the factors of, okay, there's how many people in the world, and how many things go on, and there's bands that actually write about things actually happen and say, write it from the point of view of the sick and twisted people and say, this isn't right. This is taken from the aspect of the person who committed the crime to say, let's inspire people to be better. Let's actually make more of a... Let's actually make more of a call for justice for those victims and the mindset of the person and the psychological...
I would say you're doing the right thing.
Right. And this, and the, as he quoted something from, and the song title was called School's Out. Granted, people thought, and Facebook thought, oh, he wanted to hurt people, because of the song was actually meant, was done after the Virginia Tech shooting, but was based on the person who actually committed the crime and the atrocity. And the lyric, he posted up the lyrics, and one of the band members came out and said that people never would believe that it's a free society, and it was written through the eyes of the madman, and in no way endorses what happened. It was, or the subject of the writing was the subject matter was the person who did the crime for the song, nothing else. But when it comes down to it, yes, there's a zero tolerance policy. Yes, this person did it. But everyone posts shit off. And when we post things, it could be a simple, it could be something so simple that could cause Facebook to say, oh, this person
absolutely
must be going to do something.
I think Zuckerberg has absolutely lost his mind. You know, he's a psychology dropout. Yes, his mother's a psychologist. Yes, his sister loves Broadway and whatever. But come the fuck on.
But isn't there even off-Broadway shows that deal with, that possibly deal with heavy issues? I'm sure there has to be some out there. Not like
out there.
It's a matter of looking, and it doesn't mean that, oh, people are reading about it. Oh, they want to do it. No. People may see that song because maybe the person thought maybe there's something more could do, and it's a band that he liked. And now it's like, it's almost at the point of saying, are you really wanting to... This person is going to now fear, is now going to have issues saying, why are you doing this? Why did you do this? What gave you those rights? Besides saying, and he was in prison for, I believe, 8 days? As it was said
eight
on
days.
Different... Yeah, 8 days. 8 days. And he's going to have it on his record, and he's 31, I believe. And if you check out, there's one person I actually heard about this from. It's, his name is the Angry Alpha Omega Spin. He's a YouTuber that does these sort of things, and I honestly give him so much credit. It's like people want to have certain things being done. People want to show what's going on. But it doesn't give the right for people to say, oh, why did you do that? It's okay to question it. But if there was no, it wasn't a promotion, and the band doesn't even promote or condone those acts. And they are, they support the First Amendment rights. They wrote the song due to the fact of what happened. Does it give the government to say, oh, like Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, to look at everyone's account and say, naughty, 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 naughty. Let's slap on me.
I mean, basically give me permission to suck you.
And that I look at is, that's a totally different subject entirely. It's like,
yeah.
We want to know what you're putting down. When I see this on Facebook, it's like, whatever I write, it's close. It's things that people could say, oh, inspirational quote. Okay, cool. Not enough where Zuckerberg or anyone else could say, ooh, what is she doing? What is he doing?
Exactly. Did anybody hear about the Rice report? The thing that happened to Mr. Rice.
Well, the Rice report.
Football legend that got axed by the NFL.
Yes.
Well, we have a disclaimer for everybody, which is all the Rice reports are allegedly with the Republic of China. Now, the Republic of China and of China's rice policy in the game of football, in which the Ravens ate all the rice. While we don't condone any of the incident that happened of the NFL, all the qualities of the tape by Mr. Fired Rice, however, it should be noted that the abuse of all women is a crime, no joke. And thank God for once they're turning around, and Mr. Monopoly was right. Don't pass go, don't collect $4 million or the swimming pool that goes with it.
Yeah, I agree. It's like,
We have several articles, one, that it was reported yesterday that Mrs. Rice was going to stand by her man. Now, I have a question to the women of this program.
To
the women of this program. Right?
Yes.
If you were sexually abused, if you were abused by your boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you take it lying down if your boyfriend was a known NFL quantity, and pretty much had a total, you know, and you forgave him because he was 5'7 and sold massive muscle.
I myself, we tell him, let's get a divorce and, yeah, reap what you sow. I'm not standing by and watch you fall from grace.
Well, yeah, that's
it's
what
like
everybody
a
in their right mind
like,
would
it's
say.
Like a, it's like annulment, when our, it's like annulment, please.
That's what, and
divorce.
That, Allison, that's
yes,
what everybody
yes
in their right mind would say. Okay?
Right.
But she's not doing that. She's saying, you're ruining our livelihood.
I think he already successfully managed that.
You know, you're ruining our livelihood.
I think he
okay
successfully did. He, I think he
number
did
one,
that in
how,
a nutshell.
Number two, why? Number three, what the fuck planet are you on, woman?
It's almost like I'm going to blame everyone and their mother for something that my then fiance did to me.
Yeah,
who
and I'm
would
going
do that?
I'm going to not give a shit about anything. Because of the fact that I'm going to stand by my husband.
Stand by your... Is she telling me, like, Hillary Clinton?
You know, it's almost like the, it's almost like the Eric Clapton song, isn't it? Nobody knows you when you're down and out. You know, the first lyrics of that are, once I lived the life of a billionaire, spent my money, had nowhere to go. Right.
Right.
Took my friends all out for a mighty good time. We bought champagne, liquor, bootleg, and wine.
Doesn't make me want,
you know,
doesn't...
You know, it was a famous blues standard, right? The thing is that it was in the Prohibition era, right? And sung by Bessie Smith.
Okay.
That was Nobody Loves You. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. Was sung by Eric Clapton. And the thing is that champagne wine, then it's like the ballad of what happened to Mr. Rice. Then I began to fall solo, lost all my good friends, had nowhere to go, I get my hands on the dollar again, I'm gonna hang on to it till that eagle grins. Because nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny, and as for friends, you don't have any. Yet, finally, when you get back up on your feet again, everybody wants to be your old long-lost friend. Sad, but mighty strange, without a doubt, because nobody knows you when you're down and out.
I myself,
which
okay.
Which is kind of exactly what Rice is saying. Right now. Sad but true.
Right.
You know.
Right. It's like, oh, yeah.
The NCAA.
Yeah.
You know. Go ahead, Allison.
It's like, yes, you're just wanting everything. You're just making it hard for me, but this and the other. For in all reality, it's the opposite way. Like you're making it harder on yourself. You're doing everything. We did. No one. It's like no one told you to do what you did. Quite frankly, It makes you less of a man. Less of a... of someone that people actually would like to... Or less of a person. Quite frankly, women would be... Women wouldn't think highly of him. Quite frankly, I don't. It's like he's doing it to himself. And that's something that he's going to have to deal with. And if he can't go into...
Yeah, supposedly Ravens aren't hurting because they just got, you know, they're facing the Steelers tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my bet's on the Steelers. I don't know about you. But
Steelers all the way. Steelers all the way. At this point...
Well, that's no surprise.
Ravens...
You know.
Yeah, Ravens definitely need to... They should have done this. They should have... I looked at this and said, okay, they did what they had to do to let him go. Does it make him wanting to cause a big fuss? Causing a big stink and having his woman stand by him. That won't help when the NFL is also under scrutiny now, too.
Well, the NFL, like the NCAA, was under scrutiny. The NCAA was under scrutiny last year because they're letting kids miss classes for sports.
Which is wrong. Okay. It's like study.
Where I went to school, right, they have several nationalized teams, right? If they don't win the games, well, you know, their grade point average suffers.
My thing is, when I was in school, I played sports. I did so many things in my life. It's like, I would rather study. I was like, okay, study, then I do what I need to do. When I knew there was something going on, that's what I did first. Studied. Not the, oh, yes, this will get done.
I was always the opposite, but yet,
it's like,
yet, the funny part about me was that I was always the opposite, but I knew my strengths. You know, I played sports too, don't get me wrong. I was on the varsity baseball team, right? But I knew if I didn't get my grades up, I couldn't play second baseman. You know, and I was center for my varsity basketball team. I knew that I couldn't do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you want to screw yourself over.
I was also acting at the same time. So, you know, get that straight. You know.
Right. Makes sense. Because if you're screwing up in one thing, it doesn't mean much of anything. It just leads to disaster anywhere else in the long run.
Yeah, in the long run, what exactly are you doing, you know, in the long run? You have plenty of achievements, but all these achievements don't mean a crap full of beans. You know, it's like Thomas Alva Edison couldn't invent the light bulb without his father going, "Son, we need light!" And dad going, "I'm sorry, Dad. I don't know where that is." "Well, invent something." Okay, and then the world would have light. And did that light. And well, thank God to Mr. Edison for inventing that light bulb. But, you know, back to rice. The thing is that most people most people in sports, I don't care what, I think that the most violent sport is the most violent sport has to be lacrosse. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah. Thanks,
Jane. But between football and lacrosse, and even worse, not lacrosse, rugby.
Oh, oh yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, that's something that you don't ever want. It's like rugby, no. Don't. It's like rugby, great sport.
It, I mean, they're just like tackling each other, and it just don't stop. It keeps going.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's not the best. It's like you're... And it's a very intense sport, too. So...
I mean, you have passion and vigor. But the same thing goes for football. You don't... What you don't do is you don't... The football was not invented for people to be bashing each other. Football
was
a game... to score in an end zone. Now, if it was football with women, well, there would be abuse all over the place and nobody would be safe. And that's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That's true.
Right.
That's absolutely true. With no satire behind that. That's all honesty.
That's a fact.
It's all fact.
These women
like,
are,
it's
women
all
tend to, are worse than men.
Well, yes, and that's the thing. Nobody knows it yet. With 52 seconds in the show, I mean, the thing is that this was fair warning that we definitely do not condone this. Do not slap, hurt, or maim women, or else you'll lose $4 million and be ejected from the NFL or the air.
Never the
very
best
true.
Thing.
Never the best thing. But, in our last bit of the evening, thank God somebody stepped on for hand-drawn information or has raised over $113,000 to save hand-drawn information.
That's awesome. Wow.
Which is awesome. Because basically, it's a revered art that somebody, that everybody seems to love. Unfortunately, those of us, says Lopez, who at one time were able to make a decent living, are no longer able to do so because there are so very few productions being made. When we're looking to restore that livelihood and keep it in the public eye, several different Disney veterans, including Lopez, Bruce Smith, Sarah Arales, have teamed up to create a film called Hullabaloo. Hullabaloo is a steampunk film, which is, in a little over a week, has already gotten the money it needs, and then some. The film's Indiegogo campaign reached its $80,000 fundraising goal on Wednesday, 1 week after it launched on August 27th, and as of Thursday night, has raised more than $136,000.
That's awesome. That's...
Which is fucking awesome. Lopez, the creator of Driving Force, has worked on posters such as The Lion King, Pocahontas in 2009, Princess and the Frog, which, and he created one of probably the best Oscar-winning short of all time, Paper Men. If you go go to YouTube, go to click this, type in Papermint Film. You will be amazed at the fact of the story, which made me cry when I first saw it. But congratulations, you know. Really, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Allison, did you have anything to say with this?
I, myself, think that I would love to see more things come out like this, because there's so many films out there that should have this ability and not be treated like
absolute crap,
when in fact it's a beautiful thing. We grew up on hand drawing animation, and I can't say, oh, don't. It's something that should be around for a very long time. And that speaks volumes right there.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and if you want to donate, go to Indiegogo, type in Hullabaloo, and you should get it. As a matter of fact, I don't think we would have to see if Indiegogo... Yeah, there's 21 days left.
So if you're wanting to support them, go and check them out, because they deserve it.
And you can donate as little as $1 and as high as $5,000. Okay. We will gladly thank you if you did. You know, and they will too. It's incredible. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. And with that, we bid you adieu.
Yeah.
And very, very quickly, where can they reach us, Allison?
It's itsmyurl.com. AMC Press and AMCPressCo.com. And
that is the show. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.